The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
And one is far dark, so guy, you said about the tarp story, right? You have a whole super full of the tent outside. And we're still going to pick up. So one of the guys took on Shabbos and broke. Yes. Boom, push up. And he was walking outside, the whole thing, and he's like,
Mark, you're not making it live in house?
Not today. Hopefully Tuesday morning on the way to the airport, we'll catch the last one.
Where are you staying?
I'm in Efrat.
Oh, so it's a stick on my house.
A half hour.
Oh, yeah, well, you're going.
So, you look great to also.
I'm going to,
Hello, everybody.
Howdy.
Hey guys.
What's up, man?
Hey, Mati.
Hi, Mati.
Hey.
What's up? Regards from your son. He was well behaved last night. But he only ate like three pies himself.
Oh, yeah, there's pizza last night?
Yeah.
He's racked up intolerant, so that's not a good idea.
Wasn't checking, don't worry.
What, he headed back?
Hey, let's do the daf here.
Tuesday, what's the rush, are you?
Mark, hey, you're back Mark. In Israel? You're back
so
you're in America?
Back in Israel, yes, Baruch Hashem.
Back over here.
According to
Mark,
some
the rushes, before, the rushes were not all in Israel. It's 12:15 in the morning. We're tired.
Don't worry.
Wow.
It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired too.
So come back in the country.
Yeah. He's still jet lagged. He got used to the time.
Yeah. Mark, when are you coming back?
I hope never.
Are you with your wife and kids, or
he's staying here? Everybody.
No, he's not. He's not with his wife and kids. That's why he
right,
said.
That's why you could say that, right?
Five-ish is lending me.
Come back, pick up your wife and kids, and then go to Israel.
Five-ish is lending me his Gulfstream.
Hello, Brooklyn.
I give $100 to tickets for your wife and kids.
Oh, you're so sweet, Five-ish.
Wow, so generous.
at least he didn't say 100 shekels.
Bro, Golden, how is the Rebbe's cover?
Were you inspired? It's pretty inspirational.
Are they doing it right now? They're doing it right now? Okay.
Sponsor to welcome all the new listeners, and in particular, the new participants from across London. We are looking forward to welcoming 150 plus new members. Please email mdylondon@gmail.com to receive news of local events and to be added to the local WhatsApp group with thanks, MDY London, by Yaakov Badner, the cousin, Menachem Atez's cousin. Also, welcoming all the new listeners, participants, a good few of his friends just joined. In honor of Rebelli for all the amazing education on attending Shiurim and for helping me be Messiah, my first Masechta in years. And in honor of Stephen Sokolow, Isaac Harzatoy, for introducing me to Rebelli, the Shir, and for pushing me to join the Shir and the NDY family. By the way, right now, in Atera Shloimi, on 2905 Avenue K, some of the New York Tever gathered to have some of the most amazing, my favorite, what's my favorite pizza, Rabbi Isai? Pizza time, that's right, pizza time. Thank you, thank you. Judah Cohen is sponsoring, right, it's pizza time. You know, Chaim, I don't know, I know he went there, he's there, I don't know. By Ari Davis, in honor of my son-in-law Shmuley, who joined this year on Friday for Sukkah. Also, in honor of my last day live with the Rebelli and all the Chaver, I'm humbled being here. Oh, Ari Davis, here he is. Shalom Aleichem, Ari. Ari Davis is a good Chaver from London. That's it, he's going back. Bye-bye. He'll be back soon. Yisrael Gutentag. Gutentag. Lerfuas Avram Yoino Ben Gittel. Today's Avyoim International Gemara Shir is sponsored by Mendel Mitz. Everybody remember where Mendel Mitz lives? Buenos Aires, Argentina, in loving memory of his aunt, Ruth Honey Harris, whose yahrzeit is today, the second above. Ben Hashem having an aliyah, wishing her children, siblings, and all of her family a long, healthy life. Leilishmas Ruth Zissel, Bas Yitzchak, Aleh Shalom, Aleh Shalom. By Yossi Dahari. Who's Yossi Dahari? From Manchester. Leilishmas Yosef Ben Amram. Allah Shalom. My grandfather's yard said this today. We have a couple minutes here. Dear Belly, although I'm deeply embarrassed to admit this, I feel you deserve to know, having not been that successful at learning B'iyun in my yeshiva years, I unfortunately developed a deep dislike for Gemara in general. Hearing go through Gemara's quickly to the point is slowly but surely healing my postpartum. Post PTSD. What is it? Post? Not pardon. Post, traumatic, what? Stress. Did I say postpartum? Yeah. Yeah. She's not watching. And for that, I am forever grateful. On a completely separate note, is it true that you are a pilot? The reason I ask is because I have been thinking for years about getting a private pilot's license and even gotten some lessons, but I have absolutely no idea why. I do not understand what's driving me. The reason I was so intrigued is that my mother's maiden name is Stefanski, and I'm wondering if it may be, it's a genetic thing. Looking forward to hearing back from you. I thought everybody wants to be a pilot. What do you mean it's a genetic thing? It happens to be a guy knocked on my door, right when I moved here to stroll here. Shalom Aleichem, he says his name is Stefanski. Oh, nice to meet you, da da da, all Stefanskis are related. And he tells me that his father was a pilot, and there's a famous story, there's a Stefanski that was nifter as a pilot. He flew a plane. Turns out, I remember speaking to him, you know, son, so that's the guy, okay. I don't remember the exact details, but basically, I was born just a few months after this person was nifter. So I was thinking, Uba Hashemesh, Zorach Hashemesh. One pilot, Stefanski, was nifter, the other one was born. No, Rabbi Isai, everybody wants to be a pilot, I know it. Sam says, we just made a CM with three generations on vacation Smith Mountain, Lake Virginia. First CM on record in Bedford County, Virginia. My father-in-law loves to listen to the daf on the way to taking the garbage to the dump. And while kayaking, Sam, here's the mishpacha in case you don't believe. It's three generations. Beautiful. Okay. Wow. Adam Lobato. Dear Belly, an incredible NDY team. I just got home. It's around midnight and there's no way I can't sleep. Buzzing too much from the phenomenal CM we just had in London. Some photos attached. Baruch Hashem, we had between 35 and 40 people schmoozing, connecting, uniting through the daf and the NDY mishpacha. It honestly felt... Yeah, on Shabbos, David, Judah, on Shabbos, you're telling me what great friends you are. But that friendship needs to be after Shir. I can't hear myself. Yishkoyach. It honestly felt like a reunion of close friends, but most of us... Alright, whatever. Most of us had never met. Different backgrounds, ages, stories, the conversation just flowed. The retired, good food, the live Zoom link on a big screen was a very special event. My fellow CM organizers, David Goldberg, Shlomi Lightning, Gabriel Emanuel, did a fantastic job. All thanks to Jeremy Cohen, Ari Schleider for the equipment. I just wanted to pass on my first attoyv as ever for being the impetus for such an amazing Kiddush Hashem with love, respect, and gratitude, Adam Labato, London. Who's Adam Labato? We have a picture here of Adam Labato. First of all, look at this sign. This is a Geshmaka sign. I'm thinking, seriously, if they invested in the sign, we should all be able to, like, maybe go on a certain spot, like, have a link, and we could print that sign. They already did all the work. We just have to, instead of saying Manchester, it'll say, like, RBS. We didn't have a sign. Look at these guys. This is a serious sign. Anyways, no, I'm saying we could put all our resources together instead of everybody doing the same thing over and over, like the bobblehead thing. You could just push a button, print the bobblehead. Okay. This is Adam Labato, Rabbi Zai. And this is Ellie, I believe. Adam, okay. I think. I'm not sure who this is. You guys know who this Baal Darshan is at the Siyum? Who? Ilan Halberstadt. Okay. And finally, a picture of the guys at the Siyum. Nice cover. Bezer Shem, next Siyum is going to double up. They got 150 more people, they said. And finally, one last one. I know we have to go. Dear Rebelli, London, UK is now a truly active daf. Hayomi Hav, the Siyum was highly inspirational, dignified singing, aiming to rectify the very cause of exile and isolation. Your share is truly the American Erosion presentation and assists us in understanding complex Torah of our sages in an interactive manner, purifying the air we breathe. Purifying the air we breathe. Jonathan Stern. Okay. I can't do this one. It's too long. Okay, next. Avram Zora from Kiryat Sefer. We'll get to you a different time. Zog Yehel Gemara today is Daf Dalid, and we are holding the last lines, two lines from the bottom. Hoiso Gevoya Me Esrim Amo Ubala Mata Bekorim Ksosim. So we learned in the Mishnah, according to Tanakama, a sukkah that's above 20 Amo is possible. Now what happens if you try, ooh, interesting. I'm not going to go look through all these. I know I printed it. I know I had it. It might be in a different pile. Maybe I will look off. Yeah, you look through them. You're looking for a sukkah that looks like this. And on the bottom is pillows and hay. Okay, just in case it's not there, it's beseder. So what happened? He tried to make the sukkah less than 20 amma by filling the inside with pillows and blankets, mattresses, loy havamiut. That's not considered reducing the height. Why? Because it's going to be a loss for him. Thank you. But we have another 20. Okay. It's not a miut. You cannot reduce the height of the sukkah with something that you're going to take out soon. It's valuables and valuables. Don't reduce the size of the sukkah. Top of Davdala Ramadan. Even though he himself said, I want this bottle. I don't want this. I want it nullified. It should be part of the sukkah. Bukulu maybe. Mishom, the butler, daitoi, etzel kalagam. There's a concept that if a person does or says, acts in a way that most human beings don't, then his das is batal, even though he said so. I want to be mevatel. I don't care about my blankets and my pillows. But 99% of the human beings do care. Therefore, that's not considered a bittel. In general, we have a concept. My Rav from Chicago, Chaim Twersky, always used to say, how do you know if somebody is firmer than you? You look, take a look at him. You take a look at yourself. How long is your Shmoneh Esrei? So if your Shmoneh Esrei is 5 minutes, and he davens 5.5 minutes, he's a firmak. Mamash Meshuggah, the guy's nuts. And how do you know if a person is a shegetz? You look at him. If his Shmoneh Esrei is only 4.5 minutes, so he's a shegetz. Because everything's based on what you do. That's how people think. They go, I'm like this, and anybody that's a little bit to the left of me is crazy. Anybody to the right is mamash nuts. It's like that. So that's but in this case, we'll tell him, no, you are wrong. It has to be that most people are not like you. Very interesting story. There's a person that came to Rabbi Yashiv, and he told Rabbi Yashiv, I'm getting divorced. Why? Because my wife, she doesn't listen to me. I tell her every single time how to clean. She doesn't listen. You know, the corners, she never gets those corners, and I repeat it, and I teach her, and I talk to her nicely, and I yell, nothing else. I'm done. So Rabbi Yashiv got annoyed at him, and Rabbi Yashiv says, it looks like you have a very good life. You're too spoiled. And something like that, to that effect. He just said it. The guy walked out of the house and he stumbled and he broke like his spine or something. He's in the hospital and his wife took care of him for months. And then the guy realized he was both of that call. We having sugar. He wanted to divorce his wife because of some dirt in the corner. And he hopped afterwards. Took him that to hop that maybe after all his wife is normal and he's the nut. Bottle died as a kalagam. Heaven ubitloy. Now, he has a straw, and he's mevatel it, and he says, I don't want it anymore. In those days, they used to use straw for cement, straw for their animals, and today, so that is a miut. V'kolchkein ofer ubitloy. Now, there's going to be a little bit of a confusion, back and forth, bitloy, not mevatel it. So I did this very, very simple, mamish, dumb it down. Green is good, it becomes bottle. Red is not bottle. Blue is where the machloikas is. So let's just get it straight. It's very, very simple. What becomes bottle? If you are mevatel, you say, this straw, I don't want anymore. Putting it in my sukkah is going to stay there forever, or for 7 days, as Rashi says, then it's bottle. Offer, it's dirt, of course. Dirt has less value than straw. So if you mevatel dirt, there's no shiloh. Everybody agrees. Bottle. Now, on the flip side, what does everybody agree that's not bottle? If he doesn't mention anything about Tevin, he doesn't say if he wants to be mevatel the straw or not. So automatically we're going to assume, that's for you, Shmuel. Shalom Aleichem, Shmuel's here. Automatically we're going to say that it's not bottle because people use it. They need it for the rattle, they need it for the cement. Afar, and also lefano isai. If he's for sure going to use this dirt because he's doing construction in his home, he needs the dirt. So again, it's not bottle. What about Tevin Vasil Fanoi? Of course. Even offer Vasil Fanoi. So these are the givens. Tevin or Bitloy, offer Bitloy is for sure good. Tevin Stam and offer Vasil Fanoi is not good. What's a machloikis? Right over here in the middle. Tevin and offer that we don't know. So there's three categories. One category is you're mevatel. That's the best. Then there's a category of stam, which is nothing. And there's a category in the between, ve'ein asa lefano yisoy. Okay? He's not going to take it out. He's not mevatel. He just said, I'm not going to take it out. So, tevin ve'ein asa lefano yisoy, both, I put them together, tevin and offer, which he's not going to remove, or offer stam, he doesn't say whether or not he's going to take out the dirt. That's machlokes. Rabbi Yossi says, it's bottle. Let's see inside. It's only a few lines. I know it's like a lot of information, but it's not difficult. Says it more like this. Heaven ubitloy, if you take straw, you mevatel it, have a mute. Everybody agrees, since you mevatel it, bottle. Because you can offer ubitloy, you don't have to say, when it comes to dirt that has zero value, you mevatel it, that it's bottle. Heaven, the ain osel fanoisai, the offer stam, machloik is rebiosi rebanon. If you have straw that you're not going to remove, and offer stam, nobody knows what you want, you don't know what you want, machlok is Rabbi Yezir Rabbanon, that's not. Ba'ishim ilu tevin yitzroyis ubitloy mevoto. So here, there's not a good picture in Kol HaLashon. I took a tiny picture and enlarged it and threw in a cartoon here, just stop, to explain what's going on here. This is halacha in Tumah. If there's a dead man, and he's holding a sign, he's so dead, he's holding a sign to describe his status, he's very dead. If you are in this room right over here without straw, so everything in the room becomes tummy, but the tumah does not go past the roof. The room is able to contain the tumah within it. It doesn't burst through the roof. But when does it burst through the roof? It's called tumah ritzutza, to burst through. If you fill up, if there's no tefach, tumah needs at least a tefach to hang out in. If you don't give it a tefach, it gets mad, and it breaks through. So if you fill up the entire house with straw, depends. If you're mevatel the straw, you say it's going to last, stay here forever, then it becomes part of the house, then it comes out that this dead person doesn't have a tefach. If it doesn't have a tefach, what's going to happen is the tumah is going to go with this arrow and hit the kli that's on top of the roof, and the kli is going to become tamei. So it's the same idea. If you're mevatel the straw or not mevatel the straw. If you take the tevin and you say it's bottle, or dirt, stones, then it becomes part of the house. Bitla in, bitla light. It's only if you say specifically, I am a bata, like Rashi says, for 7 days, and you have to say with your mouth, that's bitl. You can't just think in your head, I'm a bata. You have to say, I am a bata. What about straw that you don't have any intent to take out? So Rabbi Yossi is the one that's makel, and he says that if you don't have intent to take out this straw, it's like dirt, regular dirt, and it becomes bottle. In other words, he holds dirt, stam, even on dirt, stam. Stam, dirt, chacham say, is not bottle. He holds those two things on the category of bottle. Dirt, which he has no idea what he's going to do with it, and straw that he has no intent to remove, but he never said specifically, I want to remove, I'm not going to remove it. Afar v'asal v'anoisai. And this is it. This is the last line in the sugya. We're done. Afar v'asal v'anoisai. If he is going to remove the dirt because he needs the dirt to make cement with, hareyu kistam tevem v'loy bito. So then it's like regular straw that he wasn't mevatel doesn't become batel. And dirt, obviously, if he says specifically, I am going to remove it, so it doesn't become part of the sukkah, it doesn't become part of the house, and it's not a bottle. Okay.
Give it a minute, guys.
And you have hutzin inside, you have these leaves inside. Says the Gemara, "Isik ibay asar tefachim." Hutzin yordan tech asara. Saba by the meimar im chamosam miru mitzilasa sheira. Abai said, "Okay, you know, let's use the same logic we said with the sukkah that's more than 20 amas. If this, the sukkah by itself would be kosher, why? Because it's exactly 10 tefachim. But now you have leaves that go into the 10 tefachim, and now you only have 9 tefachim." So maybe it depends how many leaves you have. If you have enough leaves that are kosher schach, they provide more shade than sun, then it's possible. Because now your sukkah is less than 10 tefachim. And if there's not a lot of leaves, because there's a lot of sun that goes through, it's just every 2 inches is a leaf, then it's kosher. It says, Rava beautifully, Rava dira sruchei. You have to move out of your house and go into a house. A temporary house, but it has to be a house. Who can live in a place that has all these leaves coming down? So yes, you're right that it's not kosher schach, but it's a disgusting place to live in. And you can't live in a disgusting place. You can't have a sukkah that's disgusting. We have another problem called a dira srucha. It's a beautiful svara. Vinadam dar b'dira srucha. So as soon as I heard the word dira srucha, of course I have to share with you my, in real estate there's a lot of dira sruchas. And I had the unbelievable schus to walk thousands of apartments. Because any time you buy, if you're going to buy a property, walk every single apartment. Go into every room. There are people, believe it or not, many people that have, let's say, dogs, and they leave the waste of the dog all over their house. I've seen it many, many times. But there are people like this. Here's a picture of a hoarder. It's a disease. They basically save everything you can. Now, it's a dilemma, because if you're in real estate, it's gewaldic. They can never leave your property. And if you raise the rents, they have nothing to, they can't say no, because they cannot take their stuff. It'll take them weeks to move out.
Kol Halashon.
On the flip side, if the fire department finds out about it, this is it's a hazard, and they make you get rid of it. So kids are, I had a guy. You're having issues with it? I hope your recording sounds recording. Okay. Shkoya. Mordechai Selitzer, Shkoya. Anyways, the Maisa Shahaya, they told me to come to look at this apartment. I went to look at the apartment. I'll say after Shir, there's a lot of interesting details about this apartment. The guy opened it up. I'm not going to say what he wasn't wearing. Whatever. He opened up the door. I walked through this apartment. I couldn't believe it. About 500 toothpaste and soaps and this and that. Adira Srucha Shein Kamayi. There's a 1 foot path you can walk in. One room. I have a picture of it. There was a 6 inch gap by the door that you could look on top. And a cat was on top and she looked. The entire room from beginning to end was full of papers and stuff. Lumaisa, Yatuma Ritsutsa. I told the story. Here, come down and find me with your thing. Of course I told the story, but whatever, I'm not gonna. Hey, come. I want to embarrass you, but Robin. You asked for it. Here, show what you did. Show you, Robin. Okay, go back. David Feinberg. Okay. Anyway, the bottom line is the guy committed suicide a week later, and he found in his house 70 guns, 70, and whatever. Details later. But my point is that's not a Diras Rucha. Why is that not a Diras Rucha? Anybody know why this is not a Diras Rucha? I didn't say anything. Oh. Why is this not a Diras Rucha? Very good, Yosef. Because this is Diras Rucha to the side. Diras Rucha, we're talking about the ceiling coming down. A sukkah is the schach creating problems, not the walls being narrow. Okay. Zok the Haley Gimar, Viter. Now that we have, I don't, what time is it, Gary? Oh man. Okay, 40. All right. So everybody has a picture in their Gemara. If you want to see a colorful picture of it, he built a stage, a platform made out of stone. It's a permanent stage, permanent platform in a sukkah. From the top of the platform to the schach is less than 20 amma. The sukkah itself is more than 20 amma, but the platform is not. The Yeshbohefs of sukkah, and it's the platform is 7x7 at least. Shera, so it's kosher. What is kosher, Rabbi Isai? The platform and the entire sukkah. Huh? Rashi. The entire sukkah, says Rashi. Very good. Why the entire sukkah? Only one part of it is kosher. So Rashi says, this is the halacha that we're going to learn. It's called Sala Yotzim in a sukkah. And that is, if you look over here, there's three walls over here, but the wall's very narrow. This orange area doesn't have walls at all. It's one wall. It's not kosher. And the schach, an entire area covering the orange thing. Thanks. Halacha is you're allowed to sit underneath the schach, even though it only has one wall. Why? Because since you have a kosher sukkah of three walls, so this is just an extension of that sukkah. The schach comes out without walls. It's kosher. Over here also. The tzdaba, the platform, is kosher. The rest of the schach that comes out, you're right, it's above 20 amma. And 20 amma is possible, but over here also, there's no walls and it's also possible. Yet, you're allowed to sit without walls. Why? It's an extension to something that's kosher. Umin atzad, what if the platform is on the side of the sukkah? In other words, it's only touching two walls, one, two. It doesn't have a third wall. What do we do? If from this platform until here is more than 4 amas, then it's possible. Pachais marba amas kshera, but less it's kosher. Where's the third wall? Where's the third wall? Why is it kosher? We know, and we're going to talk about lavud for a minute later on. Lavud is that anything within 3 tefachim, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim tells us that it's as if it's attached. But it's 4 amas, it's 8 feet away. So we have to come on to a new concept that we never heard of from the beginning of Shas, called Doifen Akuma, a bent wall. That is, that we view this schach not as pasul schach, but as part of the wall. So it's as if the wall went like this. But actually, the wall is touching the end of the tzdaba. We go from here, down like this. You won't be able to sit in this area, because this area is a wall. You can't sit under a wall. But this area, the platform has three walls. We move the wall over. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. These are things that are not even logical. This, when it comes to mechitzas, there's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certain things that are Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Fine. Why? What's enough to me, you know? Depends. So each one is going to say their thing. Rashi's talking about seven tefillin because we're going according to that shita. That's la halacha. That's all. But according to the other shita, they'll say that this is four. What's enough to me? I mean, yeah. So what are you telling me? What's your big chiddush here? The for us is brand new. You say that there's a concept of doiver akuma, bent wall. Tanina, that you don't need. You don't need to tell us over here that we learn. You have a house that has a skylight. Smack in the middle of the roof. Flat roof, you have a skylight. So you put a bunch of schach on it. Is this kosher? Depends. If the roof, that's puzzle. The roof part is puzzle all around. If it's less than 4 amos, it's kosher. Why? Because once again, we're going to say that this part of the roof is not a roof. It's a crooked wall. They had some of these guys, I don't want to say, our cousins over here, very good builders. They build a stickle crooked walls that go this way. So that's how halacha that we're going to learn later about Devin Akuma. There's no need for us to tell it over here. So what's the chiddush by us? Over here, look, in this house, these are perfect walls. The issue is that the walls are not touching the schach. So I can say doifen akuma. But over here, in our case, the walls are more than 20 amas. They're not walls. Halachically, more than 20 amas is not a good wall. Maybe I don't invoke doifen akuma on a non-kosher wall. Come on, even in a non-kosher wall, I say doifen akuma. Look at this. Murdika case. He builds a platform smack in the middle of the sukkah. There's not a single wall touching his platform. So this is now we're going to say the same halacha as we said in this case. With the house that has, I was in a guy's house in Muncie. Beautiful house. He pushed the button. The whole giant skylight came. He said, this is what I do in Sukkos. All hydraulic, moved off. But it wasn't, there's still part of the ceiling everywhere all around. You have to come on to Doiven Akuma. So here's the case, similar to this. Why? Because over here also you don't have four walls. They're not touching at all. And his platform makes it that from the top of the platform to the schach is less than 20 amas, so it's not puzzle. Down here it is puzzle. But if I could say that there's four walls, or at least three walls, that are crooked, and they all touch halachically, halacha mashmizina, they touch his platform, then it's kosher. I say, what's the big chiddush? I know how. We already said that halacha, but we say doifen akuma. Maybe you don't say doifen akuma in all four. What about this? This is doifen akuma on all four sides. We already said doifen akuma on all four sides. But over here, it's all kosher. Over here, we're doing two things. We're using doifen akuma on all four sides, and all four walls are puzzle because they're more than 20 amos. So that's the chiddush. That's what the Rishonim speak out here. Huh? That's like a Mishnah thing. This is halachas. By the way, I forgot to say in the beginning, Sugi Rashi points out that Rav Ashi, who wrote the Gemara, he was giving halachas in his Beis Medrash. These are all halachas. That's one. It's one after another. Halachas said in the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi. Piskei Tshuva calls it. Haisa Pchusa, huh? What? Okay. Standard non-fixed question. Haisa Pchusa Ma'asar Tvachim. V'chok Agba. Kedei Lashin La'asara. If it was less than 20... Here. Beautiful place. What? I think it's you. This is less than 10 tefachim. What he does, it's not 100% clear here, but this colored area, he dug down. So when he dug down, total, he has 10 tefachim. So let's call this top part 5 tefachim, then he dug down 5 tefachim. So when he's on the bottom over here, and the bottom that he dug out is 7 by 7, at least 7 by 7, and the Mashu Rashi says, Im yesh misvas chakak v'lakoyis ha-shloish tefachim, psula. Over here, we're talking about lavad. So you see over here, they did a nice job to show you, if it's more than 3 tefachim, the edge, that's possible. Less than 3 tefachim, then we bridge the gap. Halacha Moshe Sinai. Anytime there's less than 3 tefachim, we bridge the gap. And therefore, the total height is 10 tefachim, and it's kosher. Returning to Daf Dalet Amud Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim Rufu and Yeshuas, please join tehillim.8mindav.com. How come in the case of Doifan Akuma before you build a stage, a platform in the middle of the room, in the middle of the sukkah, we say, well, if it's less than 4 amas, that's huge. That's 8 feet. You have 8 feet to play around. Over here, all of a sudden you're talking about a foot. Why? Or 3 amas. How much is 3 tefachim? That's, yeah, whatever. Foot. Yeah. Because the amas, they say, is 2 feet. This is a doifen. Says the Gemara beautifully. Over here, there's no wall. What happened? You have 5 tefachim below grade, where you dug out, and 5 tefachim above. With your doifen akuma, with your bent wall, you want to create a wall. You can't create a wall with a doifen akuma. You could move a wall, an existing wall with a doifen akuma. You can't create a wall from scratch. You can't say 5 + 5 = 10 with a doifen akuma. But if over here in the other case, we have a 20 amma wall, it's a good wall, it's just in the wrong place, doifen akuma pushes it over. You have a good wall, so less than 4 ammois, you could invoke doifen akuma. But over here, through the doifen akuma, you want to create a wall. It's only when you have less than 3 tefachim. It's basically the same case that we said a second ago. He built a platform. The only difference is that this platform, this amud, is 10 tefachim tall. How tall does a mechitza have to be of a sukkah? 10 tefachim. So over here, he built a platform that has the height of a mechitza. So, the Yeshba Hefshir Sukkah, and this platform has a 7 by 7 Hefshir Sukkah, plus it has 10 feet, it's 10 feet tall. So, Rabbi Lemeimar, good Asik Mechitza, 10 Tfachim tall, thank you, 10 Tfachim tall, good Asik Mechitza. What's good Asik Mechitza? This we did have in Eruvin. Good Asik Mechitza, if you look closely at this picture, they did like a yellow halo kind of thing, orange. These are fake walls. You take the walls of, these are all Halacha Moshe Sinai. We're not going to understand it logically. You take the walls of, Abai thought to invoke this halacha, but we don't. Since the wall of the platform is 10 tefachim, so you continue the wall upwards. Why shouldn't it go upwards? In Hilchos Shabbos, it works. It's a good mechitza for Shabbos. So I think it's a good mechitza for Sukkah. When do I say good asik mechitza? When I have a little bit of a lip. So that lip continues upwards. Or it's hollow, like a sukkah. The walls can continue upwards. Over here, it's a solid brick. There's no mechitzas. You don't have 4 defined walls here. What you have is a lump of cement. That's 7 tefachim by 10 tefachim tall. That's not 4 mechitzas. Great. Now I saw a beautiful Levush. The Levush says, the reason why we don't say good Asik Mechitza over here by Sukkahs, because when it comes to Shabbos, you need a Mechitza. Fine. So I have Halacha Moshe Messina Mechitza, a fake Mechitza. I can create. But Sukkah, you have to move into an apartment. It has to be a Dira. You can't make a Dira with a Halacha Moshe Messina. It's not a Dira. It's Teshu Kein Taduru. You have to live in a place that you would typically live during the year. During the year, you never live in fake mechitzas, made up halacha moshe mesina mechitzas, halachic mechitzas. You need real mechitzas. And therefore, we don't say good asik mechitzah raise up these walls with halacha mishum sinai because you need teshuvat kain to duru. Okay? Tana rabbanan. Noatz arba kundesin v'sikich hagavam. He took four poles. Doesn't say where, how, when, but he took four poles. He planted them, not, and he put tzchach over them like we do for a chuppah. You know, four poles and a piece of fabric on top. So four poles and tzchach. V'agamachshir v'chacham in poislin. I hear myself. Is that you guys up there? Thank you. V'agamachshir v'chacham in poislin. So Yaakov says it's kosher, and Chacham says it's possible. Omer Avuna, what's going on here? Machloikis al sfas hagag. The whole machloikis. Now we have to remember this Ravuna. Ravuna says the whole machloikis is when it's on the edge of the roof. Just like this picture. So if it's on the edge of the roof, this yellow are the imaginary walls going up. Here's walls. And these are different than the case that we said before. These are real walls. Because when you're inside the house, they're recognizable. You see the walls. They act as walls. So walls that act as walls could halachically go upwards. Maybe, according to Rabbi Yaakov. V'chavam poislim. Or Rabbi Yaakov says, V'chavam the Rabbi Yaakov says, V'chavam good asik mechitzta. I say the halacha moshim sinai, that it goes upwards. V'chavam sa'avileh good asik mechitzta. And Rabban says, you don't do that. Avben sa'agag. Listen to this. Let's remember this line here for a second. Because the Gemara is going to say something exactly opposite, and it's going to be a big kasha on Ravuna. Avo be'em tzahagag, but if it's smack in middle, like this picture, in middle of the rooftop, that it doesn't have mechitzas, that could go upwards. There, the guy planted four poles. Where are the mechitzas that are going upwards? They're not next to the poles. Yibiyakol psula. According to everybody, this case is possible. Now if I prove to you a braisa that says this case is machloikis, that will be a big kasha on Ravuna. He says, "Divrei Yaakov psula." Rav Nachman Omar ben Tzagag machloikis. Rav Nachman says, "No, the machloikis is unbelievable." In this case, you see what's going on here. This case, where are the walls? Anybody see walls here? No walls. What do we do have? We have kundesin that are one tefa by one tefa, so they act like an L shape, sort of, and that's the wall. And there's a man Omar called Rav Yaakov that says that it's kosher. Ben Tzagag machloikis. What? Yeah, nothing to do with the walls. We're not using the walls of the house at all. Zero. Rav Nachman Omer ben Tzagag machloikis. Yibayi lehu. Asking more question. Ben Tzagag machloikis. It seems like the whole machloikis is in the middle of the roof. Meaning, if I have a better case than this, and I'm able to move these poles to the end of the roof, and I can use the walls of the house, maybe there wouldn't be machloikis. Maybe, in the case where, this case right over here, maybe everybody agrees, according to that, that it's kosher. Why? Because I say good asik mechitzta. These walls go upward. Or Dilma, or perhaps bemizu. Both of these cases is machloikas. Teiku, or it says I don't know. That's the way until Mashiach comes. I'll figure that out. Now, just the halacha lemaisa. You want to hear halacha lemaisa? What happens? And it happens a lot. My neighbor. You see, if you walk down the street, you'll see people that do it. You have a merpeset. You have a porch. And you enclose it with windows. And on Sukkot, you open the window. Most poskim hold that the Sukkot is possible. Possible. It's open. There's no wall. You ruined it. Not only that, they say that on Sukkot, it would be awesome for you to close the window. Because if you close the window, now you're creating a mechitza on Yantar. It's awesome. Very interesting halacha. What? Floor to ceiling, I'm not talking about a little tiny window. I'm talking about he enclosed the entire thing with a floor to ceiling window. He has like a merpeset, you know, these glass doors, whatever it is. And his walls are made out of, if he has three walls, that's great. But let's say people have these rooms, a sunroom that is made completely out of windows. And you open, I know people have these sunrooms in America, you know, that the glass that goes sideways, you know, the little pieces, slats of glass, and you pull down a lever and all of them. Now all of a sudden it's wide open. You, over there you have love and, okay, different. You take these doors, these sliding doors, a merpeset door, you have three sides made out of glass, and you all start opening up doors. Now you don't have mechitzas. Fine. Something to think about. Meisvei. Now here comes the question. Oh, it's Arba Kumis and Bars of Sikha Gabam. He did it smack in middle of nowhere. Here, instead of on top of a rooftop, he did it in the middle of his parking lot. At four Kumdisan. Rabbi Yaakov Machshir, the Chacham Paislam. Over here, zero wall here. Nothing. Forget about it's in the middle of the roof. It's on a flat surface. Rabbi Yaakov nevertheless says it's kosher. V'erez, again, it's a gagdami. If it's in the middle of a parking lot, it's certainly no worse. It's a lot worse. But in the middle of oh, look at the guys from Aleichem, guys in New York, eating pizza time. We're all jealous. Shalom Aleichem. Shkoyach Judah Cohen. Thanks. And everybody who organized it. Rabbi Yaakov says that it's kosher. Rav Huna said divriyah kol psula, and over here we have a brisa mafurish that says that according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's not possible. It's 100% kosher. This. But another question, ben tzagav with the pligi. It seems like the whole machlokes is in smack in middle of the roof, like in this case. Aval asvasa gag divriyah kol kshera. But on the edge of the roof, it's kosher. Lame to have to do with the Rav Huna betarte. Perhaps this could be another kash. No. I only mentioned one of the two cases, but they argue in both cases. Even on the edge of the roof, they argue in this case. In both of these cases, there's a machlokes. So why did I pick this one? Very simple. Because I'm telling you that according to Rabbi Yaakov, even in this case, where I cannot use the walls as a good asik, he still holds his kasher. I'm telling you a tremendous chiddush. I'm telling you a chiddush that even though this is the middle of a roof and I cannot use any walls from the building, this is kosher. Why? I'm going to use these flimsy one by one holes and create a mechitza out of it. And that's an unbelievable chiddush. To teach you how powerful Rabbi Yaakov Shita is, his heter. How does it work? Not So what happens if instead of squares, you have circles, circular beams? You take trees, real trees, and put them. Does that also work? So depends. So when we learned Erevin, we're full of this. This is a Duman. In time of Alila Leregel, Klai Yisrael came to be Alila Leregel for Yantif. They need to drink. The trip was long and they were very thirsty. And they had wells in the middle of Rishus Rabbim. You cannot draw water from a well, which is Rishus Yachid, into Rishus Rabbim. So what they devised is something called a Duman. They take two pieces of wood. These are actually an Amma by an Amma. We're talking about a Tefach by a Tefach. Different, but the same concept. And the Rabbanan said that halachically, it's as if this is enclosed. The walls continue. These L-shaped brackets continue, and they're enclosed by four walls. This turns into a Rishus Hayachid. So Mela, I'm going to take my tree trunk and do something like this. I'm going to see if I could cut it out, imaginary cut, and take a round and make it into a square. If I could get a one by one, like in this red thing, wall, then I have a duma, then I have an L shape within the round tree, and that's enough to make a wall. Vimlav, any dungeon duma. So Yaakov Aimer, duma de sukkah tevach. All you need for a duma in a sukkah is a tevach. Duma, then when it comes to Rishus Hayachid and Erevin, you need a amma. Here you need a tevach. We're going to just this one line. It doesn't work with Yumid. Why? Because as we're going to see in the entire Masechta, in order to be Yaitzed, in order to have enough walls, you need two proper walls of seven Tvachim by seven Tvachim. And the third one, Afilu Tefach, the third one could be a Tefach, like I said in the Agdama, it's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Arizal says, one, two, and this one is a Tefach, it's like a hug. Ushlish is Afilu Tefach. And a dumid, a beam, doesn't work. Have a wonderful day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon.
You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.